All right, it is now time for the first installment ever of Astronomical Intelligence Audio, a direct injection of astronomy into your day. Today I will do a quick explanation of how a black hole actually forms. It's actually fairly simple, but scientists do a really bad job of explaining it, which is why you've come here. First, let's just imagine a can, whatever kind of can that you want, and it's on a table. If you put a weight on top of it, the can may just collapse, it may tip over, it may do whatever. But if you take a really big weight, like a 50-pound dumbbell, and drop it onto a can, the can will just flatten. The can can't support the weight that you put onto it, so it collapses. This is basically what happens in a black hole, just on a massive scale. Imagine that instead of a 50-pound weight, we have a ball of, we'll call it unobtainium, because it doesn't exist. But a ball of something so heavy that if you held it above a can and let it go, not only does it crush the can, it crushes the table, it goes straight through the table, through the floor below that, until it reaches the foundation of the building, goes straight through the foundation, and keeps going until it reaches the center of the planet, because nothing on Earth can support the weight. That is, in sort, what happens when a black hole forms. Except instead of having a ball that you drop, imagine that the Earth is covered in this unobtainium. And as soon as you let it all of it collapses to the center, collapsing the entire Earth with it. And then when it gets to the center, where everything on Earth is just a single point, the actual weight of the unobtainium can't support itself, so all of it starts to collapse into a single point. That is really what happens when a black hole forms, except instead of some arbitrary substance that's so heavy nothing can support it, there are huge, thick clouds of hydrogen, thousands of miles thick. That is where all of the weight needed to collapse matter into a single point exists. This weight is in fact so massive that nothing can support it at all, not even atoms themselves. It's so massive that when it collapses, atoms are crushed into literally nothing. We don't know what they become at this point, because everything collapses down to a single point. And this is a mathematical point. What that means is it has absolutely no width, depth, or height. It is literally a point, and you don't experience those anywhere else in the universe. And physics has a really hard time dealing with that, because it's something that's infinitely small and infinitely dense. And mathematics generally do not like infinities. That is why black holes are so hard to understand, and why they cause so many problems. But we'll get into that another time. I hope that this has been helpful to you in understanding how black holes form and what they actually are. This has been Astronomical Intelligence Audio, your injection of astronomy into your day. We hope that you will keep reading and join me next time for the next installment.